Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
/home loans.
If your roof's off to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we do mean floorboards to shingles and everything in between. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to get done around your house, a home repair, a home improvement, a renovation, a decor project, can't decide what color paint is going to work best, all of those are great reasons to reach out to us because that's what we do. We've been doing this a long time. We love talking with you every single show about the projects you're doing in your house. So your job is to help yourself first by calling us with those questions. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. And if you go there, just click the blue microphone button. You'll have the opportunity to record your question, and you'll move right to the top of the line for our answer. So let's get started. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Roof leaks can send most homeowners into a serious panic. We're going to talk about that today. But if you take a few easy first steps, that can help you avoid serious damage that both the roof and plumbing leaks can cause. We'll tell you what you need to know.
And you ever feel like clutter is taking over your home? Well, we are going to share some home organization ideas that stick just ahead.
And ceramic tiles are durable and easy to care for. But what happens if one breaks and you just can't find a replacement? We'll share some fast fix-ups for tile projects.
And whatever else you're trying to work on in your house, whatever project you guys have going on, whether it's a design project, whether it's an exterior project, where you're thinking about selling your home, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, this team Money Pit can help you get those projects done. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Ed on the line, who's dealing with a driveway that's cracking up a little bit. What's happening?
The concrete driveway has a slight slope to it, and at the expansion joint where two sections meet, it's beginning to separate a little bit. I was wondering if there's something that I could do. Perhaps I didn't know whether some foam would fit in there and put caulking over it. Or do you have some other suggestion?
Sure, Ed. So the space that you say it's cracking, it's really just separating. It's an expansion joint. Does that have like a piece of tar backer in it right now? Usually it's like a tar piece that's about a half inch wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. Is it got anything like that in there now?
No, it's basically a seam, so to speak, that they put in there, you know, to avoid cracking someplace
else. But there's no other material in there, so it's just two slabs separating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So very simple solution here, and that is what you're going to do is you're going to first clean that out. There's going to be dirt and grime, sometimes moss in there. Go ahead and clean that space out. Then you're going to insert what's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube, and they come in different diameters. You want to buy one that's bigger than the gap so it has some side pressure to hold it in place. And you insert that into that space there, and you want to insert it down so it's about a maybe about 3/4 of an inch or an inch below the surface. Then on top of that, you are going to apply a flowable urethane caulk or sealant, and that's going to flow across that backer rod and then sort of lock to both sides of the concrete. And this way, when you're done and it's nice and dry, that concrete driveway will expand and contract along that expansion joint and not pull apart anymore. Now, the reason you're putting the backer rod in there, because if you don't, you're going to waste a heck of a lot of sealant. It'll just going to fall into the bottom of the hole. So you put the backer rod in first, and then you're only filling the area above it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very good. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, well, tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home, and it was from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joists and go up to the rafters so that to make it look more like it has a open space all there. And I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep. So it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that,
I'm going to use spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it. It'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars. But apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year with your team Money Pit. Whatever you've got going on at your home, let us help you get that project checked off and start the next one. Coming up, don't let water leaks from your roof or plumbing problems send you into a full-blown panic, although they surely can. You need to stay calm. We're going to tell you the first aid steps that you can take to avoid serious damage when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys have planned for this new year for your home? We want to make it shine like that beautiful crystal New Year's Eve ball down in Times Square. So whatever you've got going on, let us help you. Whether it's seasonal prep or long-term projects, the Money Pit podcast gives you the tools to stay ahead of the game. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Pennsylvania, where we've got Andy on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Well, right now, our house is really old, and the furnace just can't handle. I think we have some insulation. I think it's that really old type that's like newspapers and wood chips.
Okay.
Things are a bit creaky around here.
So, Andy, can you get up in your attic? Is the attic accessible?
It is, but it burnt out. It's all charred out, burned down like 100 years ago.
I'll presume it's still structurally sound. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the best way to restore some level of comfort to your house is by adding insulation. And in your case, that insulation in an older home, it's typically settled and sagged inside the ceiling joists, which is what you see when you go up in an attic and look down. So what I would do is, if it looks like you don't have much insulation, I would replace what's there, and I may even put in two layers. I'd put one and running parallel to the ceiling beams, and the other one perpendicular. So you kind of crisscross them like a pie crust. And in doing so, you're going to find a big difference, because the ceiling is where most of the heat loss happens. And if you can only insulate one area of the house, you know, people ask me about insulating the floors and the walls and so on and so forth. The attic is always the number one place that really delivers the quickest return on your investment and really actually generates some warmth. Now, the project has actually gotten easier. Owens Corning has a new type of fiberglass insulation out now that is really easy to handle, and it doesn't like separate and get like friable and released to the air like the old stuff did. It's called Next Gen Insulation by Owens Corning. So take a look at that. It's not expensive. It's affordable, and I think it'll make a huge difference in your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap. that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way, if the rest of it's already done. It'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So, like, if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use, like, around a maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place. I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else is going to step on it and walk right over it. It'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it just because it's like a habit.
Well, because see it, so you know. Well, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know how stressful that can be. Now, the key is to act quickly. You want to minimize the damage and figure out where that leak is coming from.
Now, the first thing you should do is grab a bucket or container to catch that dripping water. That's going to protect your floors and everything that's underneath from further damage. And if the water is coming from your ceiling, here is a really important trick. Take a screwdriver and make a small hole or a couple of small holes in the drywall where the water is pooling.
But wait, you want to make a hole in the ceiling on purpose? That seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is counterintuitive. But what it does is it actually prevents the ceiling from becoming damaged by the water, and then it'll swell, it'll sag, it can collapse. Now, let me give you a good example. We had an incredibly bad storm several months ago, 6-8 months ago, and there's a section of roof in a house that I maintain that's flat. The water was so bad, it actually had come up over the windowsills, which was crazy. I've never seen that happen before. And it leaked through the windowsill straight down into a family room below. I put holes in the ceiling. I took out at least 5 gallons of water from that leak. So imagine that. 5 gallons of water poured through that ceiling. And you know what? That ceiling was in perfectly flat condition when the rain stopped and when I got it fixed up. All I had to do was a little bit of spackle, some prime, and I was good to go. So can you imagine any other circumstance when you could have a leak with 5 gallons of water that the ceiling doesn't become totally nasty as a result? But it didn't happen that time.
If it would have stayed even on the ceiling, like you could have had all that drywall fall off, it could have been way, way, way worse.
Right. I just gave it a place to go.
Yeah. I mean, that really is a smart move. But finding the source of that leak, I mean, definitely that can be the tricky part of this. So you kind of have to think about, like, where are these leaks most common? Think about your plumbing vents, chimney, where roof meets section of wall, that kind of thing. Those are the places that you want to inspect first.
Yeah, definitely the most common places. Now, if you can't pinpoint it, here's another helpful tip. You can grab a garden hose and a friend, and one of you heads to the roof and the other one stays in the attic. You start by running a small amount of water over the roof, beginning below the suspected area, and then work your way up a few feet at a time until you see where the water is coming through. Because sometimes water will come through in one spot of the roof, but then it'll like run down a rafter or part of a truss and then drip to the ceiling in another part, and they don't align, so it can be a little bit confusing. But if you follow that procedure, you'll get a pretty good idea where it's leaking.
Yeah, so if you are able to find that leak, the next question is whether you can fix that leak yourself. Now, if it's a simple repair and you're comfortable with DIY projects, definitely go for it. But if it's more complicated or you're not a fan of heights, calling a pro is definitely the best step.
Absolutely. The most important thing, though, is to act quickly and take those first steps, and that's going to prevent further damage.
We got Karen in Tennessee on the line who's feeling the chill. What's going on?
I have some really nice windows that get lots of sun, and they let the heat in from the sun in the wintertime. And they are like the double window, I guess, like the type that's you know, supposed to keep out the cold, but it doesn't. So I need something to put over them that will allow the heat to come in but keep the cold out. And I'm wondering if you have some kind of, like, film or something, you know, that I can put on there to do that.
So, Karen, I think the fact that you have thermal pane windows, that's what you're describing, that's insulated glass, is a good thing. It's nice to hear that they let some heat in during the day. But the reason that they're letting cold get in through that same glass in the evening is because there's probably not a low E window, so it doesn't have any reflectivity to it to keep the heat on the hot side, so to speak. So here's what I want you to do. I think you should have a thermal shade like a cellular shade. Cellular shades have an insulating ability, and what you're going to want to do is just make it a habit of keeping those open during the day and then keeping them down at night. Now, by the way, there are fairly inexpensive automation systems that can raise and lower these shades for you based on the time of day and where the sun is, in fact. So you could look into those as well. But I think having them up during the day, you'll be able to capture some of that heat, and then dropping them as soon as the sun goes down will help keep some of that warmth inside. Because what happens is when the air from your house starts to circulate and higher rises, but when it strikes that cold glass as it gets really cold, it chills and it falls and kind of feels like a draft. Even though it may not exactly be a draft, it's uncomfortable. But when you put the cellular shade in between the window and you, then that doesn't happen as much, and you'll be a lot more comfortable.
Mike in Arizona's on the line. You've got a question about siding. What's going on?
My house currently has Western Red Cedar as siding, but it's like 20 years old and really in bad shape. And I'm wondering, because of my local place, if I can go with a pine tongue and groove siding versus a Western Red Cedar tongue and groove siding, if it would be appropriate for this area.
So, Mike, you want to replace the Western Red Cedar with pine, but you're going to basically have the same situation. The fact that you're replacing wood with wood, that pine in 20 years is going to look just as bad, if not worse, because, by the way, pine is not as insect-resistant and not as decay-resistant as cedar is. So if you really want wood siding and the existing wood siding is just deteriorated, I would simply replace it with more Western Red Cedar. Now, that said, if you want to get away from wood siding, I would take a serious look at hardy plank siding or hardy shingle siding. The hardy sidings are really well made, and they're basically a cement siding. And they are pre-painted at the factory. I, for example, have wood shingles on my house, and I have hardy shingles on my garage. And from the street, they look identical. But I can tell you that I'll be doing a lot more painting of the house than I will of the garage, because those shingles just don't wear out.
How long have I had my hardy shingles? 10 years now?
Yeah.
All I do is occasionally, like, power wash a little area. The house
right.
looks pristine.
All I've had to do was spray a little Mildicide on it to get rid of some of the moss that likes to grow on it. But other than that, it looks perfect. It has shown no wear whatsoever. It's just amazing stuff.
No, and it looks like the real deal. Like it looks
does.
Like real shingles. So
yeah.
There's no, you know, there's no downside.
Yeah, so you're not picking up any benefit by replacing cedar siding with pine siding. But if you want to pick up a benefit, I would switch out, maybe go with a hardy. Or if you really like the wood, then just go with the cedar again. But this time, use a solid color stain on it. That's going to give it more protection. You'll have to do that probably about every 5 years to keep it from cracking and checking and wearing out again.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, from smart storage hacks to decluttering tricks, we are sharing expert tips to help you create the organized home you've always wanted. All of this is next on the Money Pit.
888 Money Pit.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been a key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear. And in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Where home?
Home Solutions Live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to have you with us today here on the Money Pit. If you've got a project in mind you'd like to get done, have you de-decorated for the holidays? Did you get everything put away and stored for the year ahead? Then we get to drag it out next year and do this all over again. I know that we're getting all that wrapped up one step at a time here at our Money Pit. Hey, but you've got questions about projects you want to tackle now or in the future, it's a great time to reach out to us. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading to Florida, where Carolyn's on the line, has some rusty doors that need painting. How can we help you?
I'm needing to repaint or fix my garage doors. They're metal, and I don't know what I have to do. They do have some rust on them, and so I guess I'm going to have to sand them down and treat them, but I just don't really know what to use on them.
So that's a pretty straightforward project. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sand off those rust spots, because you don't want to paint over the rust. So you want to sand them off. You use a very fine grit sandpaper for that. Probably something that's around 200, 300 grit, like an emery paper, will work well for that. And then next, you do need to prime them. I would recommend Rust-Oleum, and you can buy that, by the quart, by the gallon. You don't want to prime that whole door. And by the way, aside from sanding that rust spots, you want to lightly sand the whole door to make sure it's clean, because, again, you don't want to have anything in between that and the primer. Then you can use a Rust-Oleum primer on the entire door. And then on top of that, you're going to use, I would just stay with the Rust-Oleum line and use a top coat of color from there. It's a little tricky when you're dealing with garage doors. You have to sort of have them propped open a little bit, because otherwise the door, when it closes, it rubs against the weather stripping, and of course that mars up the paint finish. So you're going to have to sort of pick a day when it's warm enough where you can have that garage door open and let it dry. And just don't put it down all the way. If you leave it sort of suspended in the air about maybe halfway down, you'll probably be okay. I would work one side at a time. It's going to be a bit of a time-consuming project, but it's pretty straightforward and it's not that difficult.
So are you feeling like clutter is taking over your home? I feel like this happens especially after the holidays. You know, you end up with so much more stuff. Where does it go? I know I'm feeling like that, and I know I'm not alone. That clutter builds up quickly, but with a few simple strategies, you can reclaim your space and you can stay organized.
Yeah, so home organization, if you think about it, it's not just about having a neat home. It can actually save you time and reduce stress. I know I feel so much better when the house is organized and cleaned up. So let's start with the most important step. Declutter by category, not by location. So think about it. Instead of tackling one room at a time, focus on specific items like clothing or books or paperwork or knickknacks. It's easier to make decisions when you see everything in one place.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just did a major decluttering of those sort of, they're not even catch-all drawers in the kitchen. One's the utensil drawer and one's like the cooking utensils drawer. But I only have like three drawers in the kitchen, so these guys fill up quick. I just dumped everything out and sorted it. And a good sort of method, and it didn't necessarily work with the kitchen drawers, but think about in the other areas that you're working in the house. You want to kind of separate things into a keep, donate, toss system. Like, you know, you're going to make piles of things. Think about it. Like, did I use it in the last year? Does it serve a purpose? Maybe not. Think about how you use this item, and then think about if it's time to let that item go. You will definitely feel lighter immediately. Once you've decluttered, though, now you've got to organize. And a great tip is to store the items where you use them. For example, keep your coffee supplies near the coffee maker. Store the cleaning supplies in the rooms where you actually use them. It's going to make it so much more efficient and so much more easy to find.
Yep, and here's another trick. Use clear bins or labeled baskets. They're perfect for grouping similar items, and the labels make it really easy to find what you need, and even easier, most importantly, to put things back where they belong. And also, don't forget about the vertical space. I mean, installing shelves or hanging storage to take advantage of unused walls areas makes a great way to keep items up off the floor and maximize your storage.
And here's my favorite. Adopt the one-in, one-out rule. So if you go out and you get something new and bring it into your house, whether it's clothing, a kitchen gadget, anything, get rid of an old item. It's really a simple way to keep that clutter from creeping back in. It also kind of keeps your spending down, because you're like, well, I don't really have anything I want to get rid of, so don't get the new thing.
Totally agree. And these tips don't just clear the clutter. They help create a home that works for you and not against you. So start small, keep it manageable, tackle one category at a time, stick with systems that make sense for your lifestyle.
If you want some more organization tips and decluttering advice, head on over to moneypit.com and we're going to give you your dream. We're going to help you find it to be reality of having this organized home. It's the new year. I know I'm going to say it again and again, but let's get your home in tip-top shape, you guys, and start by being organized. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if you've got a busted tile that needs to be replaced, the problem is usually not having those extra matching tiles handy. We're going to share some tricks to help them magically reappear when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you ready to get your home in shape this year? Is this the year that you tackle those overdue repairs? You freshen up the decor? Maybe you're planning that big renovation finally in the coming months? Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, where Deb's on the line. So I've heard about ring around the collar. I've heard about ring around the tub. But you've got a ring around the sink? What's going on?
My problem is that I have a bathroom counter combination sink that's beautiful. It's creamy yellow. I love it. Nothing's wrong with it. Except right around the drain is this ugly black that won't come off. And my husband says, we might have to just replace the whole thing. I said, that's ridiculous. Everything's perfect except that spot. There's got to be something to use. He mentioned something like a lime away. We haven't tried anything yet. But it's, like I said, just a ring around the drain part. Everything else in the sink is perfect. I hate to get rid of the whole thing for that. There's got to be something, even if we have to sand it or something, maybe there's a new product to get rid of that black. But it's really a shame because everything else is perfect.
Yeah, Deborah, I know what you're talking about. And what happens is that that is the area of the sink with a composite sink, which is pretty sure what you're referring to, where it really wears. The finish on the sink wears, and then over the years, you get just sort of the dirt and the grime that embeds itself into that space. Sometimes you get a reaction between the metal drain that's there and the sink itself. It's funny, you mentioned sanding. I think if it's you've done all this sort of over-the-counter products attempts, I mean, I would try CLR maybe just to make sure you check that off the list. That's the calcium lime rust remover. But I would try that. I would also try an oxygenated bleach. But if those two things don't work, you could consider disconnecting the drain, basically pulling that all out, and then seeing if you could abrade some of that dark area away with some steel wool. I don't think sandpaper will work, but it would allow you to have a better shot at it. And then when you put it back together, make sure you use a new drain connection from the top side, because you will stop getting any additional deterioration. And you might even consider one that's slightly wider, like it has slightly wider lip on that metal drain. That would actually cover the old black, which is probably forming between the drain itself and the sink. So there's a couple of ideas for you. Hopefully one of those will straighten this problem out without you having to replace the entire thing.
Well, ceramic floors are durable and they are easy to care for, but from time to time you may need to make some repairs to your ceramic tile floor. Now, the repairs can vary. It can be a grouting repair, or it can even be replacing a cracked or broken tile. Now, the problem is with replacing tiles is that you might not have that matching tile handy. Well, we've got some magic tricks to help them reappear.
Yeah, and this is something that happens a lot as you set out to do like a bathroom model, and it's not always with an old house either. Even a 10-year-old tile can sometimes be hard to find. So think about this. When replacing any tile, it's always best to use one that's left over from the original installation. Then you can be sure that the replacement tile is going to match perfectly to the existing ones. And if you don't have any extra scrolled away, you can bring the broken piece to a well-stocked tile store where you might be able to find a new one that's a very close substitute.
That's right. Now, you can also consider stealing a tile from an area that's not visible, like maybe it's inside of a closet or under the refrigerator or dishwasher. Now, removing the old tile definitely is a tricky project, but it is possible. Now, another option is to have tiles made to order. This is if it's a simple-looking tile or a color glaze or something. It will cost considerably more to have that glaze custom made. You just want to make sure that any replacement tiles do meet the standards for ceramic floor tiles.
All right. What if you heard all those ideas and you go, nope, not going to work. Okay, so despite your best efforts, you can't find a replacement. Well, you could forget about trying to match the tile altogether if you take this approach, and that is to fill it with an accent tile of a different color or texture. Now, in that case, you might want to randomly space out a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make that fix blend in with the rest of the field. I've used this approach with a lot of materials and projects over the years. It's really interesting because somebody invariably in my life will say, wow, that looks great. And they have no idea that it was a fix, you know, for something that got screwed up or I couldn't fix any other way. But they see it as a positive improvement. So complimentary accent tiles are a good option.
All right. Good tips. Now we've got David from Ohio on the line who needs some help making paint stick. I know it's a tricky subject here, but sometimes it really just doesn't want to. What's going on?
I have questions about redwood siding. I have an older home built in the 50s. Paint has a hard time staying on the place. I've removed most of the paint. I'm coating it with a Kiehl's exterior oil base primer. I was hoping to find what a good top coat paint would be for that.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're doing the right thing by priming that siding. Now, if it hadn't been painted, we would have told you to use solid color stain and not paint, because solid color stain, as it wears, as it ages, it sort of fades out. Paint, as you've experienced, as it wears, can tend to peel off. But the fact that you've prepped it and now have used a solvent-based Kiehl's primer on the whole thing, I think that was a really smart thing to do, because that is what gives you that it sort of locking sort of adhesion quality. Now, on top of that, in terms of paint quality, I would recommend a good quality paint, and by that I mean probably Sherwin-Williams or maybe Benjamin Moore, two very good brands. Within those brands, you're going to have choices as well. I always find I usually go to the local Sherwin store near me, because the guys in there always know a lot about the different variations of paint product that the company makes and can give me a really good recommendation. So I think as long as you stick with those name brands, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't wait too terribly long between the primer and the paint, though, because you don't want that. The primer is not designed to stand up to weather, and you want to get it on as soon as weather will permit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, getting your first apartment is a big deal on the road to adulthood. We're going to share some top tips to keep in mind when you make that big move next on the Money Pit.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention Shasta County, the Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is gearing up for their annual benefit dinner at the Wind River Casino on Saturday, March 15th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 7, and they need your help. The Shasta Firefighters Burn and Benevolent Fund is currently asking for donations to be raffled off or auctioned during their event. All proceeds will go towards supporting our local first responders in their time of need. For more information, go to Shasta Firefighters B&B on Facebook or Instagram.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Get ready for laughter, chaos, and unforgettable fun.
Riverfront Playhouse proudly presents The Odd Couple, female version by Neil Simon, directed by Sean Sampson.
From January 24th to February 9th, step into the hilariously mismatched world of two roommates,
Olive and Florence, as they navigate friendship, humor, and plenty of surprises.
It's a fresh twist on a classic comedy.
Grab your tickets now at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Don't miss this side-splitting comedy
sponsored by this station
and these amazing pro arts businesses.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Bye.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Nicole wrote in asking, I'm buying a house and I'm concerned about toxic black mold. She wants to know what is it and what does she do about it?
Yeah, that's in the news a lot. It sounds so nasty. Toxic black mold. Well, it's technically known as Stachybotrys chartorum, and that's probably going to be the answer to a Jeopardy question, so make sure you write that down. It's a kind of microfungus that can produce what are called mycotoxins, and they can impact human health, especially in those who have mold allergies. And some molds thrive in high humidity. Stachybotrys really requires a consistently wet condition, like a steady leak, to grow. Now, those mold allergies are going to happen when your immune system overreacts to those mold spores that get in the air. And if you inhale these spores, your body can produce antibodies to fight them, which can then cause an allergic reaction in severe cases. Now, mold allergies can trigger asthma-like conditions, but focusing on overall mold prevention is really the key to this. Keep in mind that there are over 100,000 types of mold and only a few cause allergic reactions, and being allergic to one type of mold doesn't mean you'll be allergic to the other. So just be aware, if you see it in small amounts, you can clean it yourself. There is advice, actually good advice, from the New York Department of Health on how to do exactly that if it's less than 10 square feet. If it's a bigger mold problem, you're going to need a professional to assist.
All right, Nicole, good luck to that.
Well, if you're getting ready to rent an apartment, there are many things to consider outside of those four walls. Leslie tells you what you need to know to make the best choice in where you live in this edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, moving to a new apartment is a pretty exciting step.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big one, especially if it's the very first time you're living on your own or you're moving into your own space. You know, choosing the best rental probably is the key of starting off successfully. But you want to make sure that you manage all of the expectations. Is the neighborhood great? Is the commute going to be easy? Is your favorite grocery store a good place to shop nearby? You want to think about all of those things, especially the commute. Now, it could be the perfect apartment, but if it's a half an hour or more commute from your job or school, is that okay? Do you feel like that's going to get old really quick? You know, set those realistic expectations and see how you can manage that. You know, the distance doesn't have to be the only deciding factor in choosing the apartment, but it does make a difference. Now, not only does the commute mean time spent on the road every day, it means money spent in gas. Maybe there's a commuter tax, depending on the time you come in and out of the city. This is a sore spot for us New Yorkers right now. But these are all things to think of, you guys. So you have to think about that. Are there traffic patterns that are going to affect where you park in your neighborhood or the busyness of the neighborhood? If you are using a car, is there a place to park? Do you have a driveway? Great. If not, what's the street parking like? If you don't have a car, do you have easy access to public transportation? How long is it going to take you to get to work? You know, all of those things. Also think about, just because I commute at weird hours to Good Morning America, there's not always a train or subway at the times that I need. So think about that as well. Can you take a train? Is there one available? And don't forget about all the little amenities that that neighborhood will have to offer. Are there good restaurants? Does it seem like it has a good vibe? Is it walkable? Is it shoppable? All of those things. I mean, these are, I know it seems very like minute details, but they're going to make your living experience so much better. We've got some tips you can check out. 8 things you need to know before getting your first apartment. It's right there on moneypit.com. And congrats, you guys, who are making this big move. Enjoy and good luck.
Good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, coming up next time on the program, we're going to talk about windows that are old and drafty. You think I'm talking about you? Well, pay attention, because it may be time to consider replacement windows. But if you are in that position where you're trying to decide if that's a project you want to take on, how do you know if it's really going to work out? We're going to share 7 key tips to help you make that very important decision on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump highlighting the swift pace of his action upon his return to the Oval Office.
Since I became the 47th president at noon on Monday, I've been moving with urgency and historic speed to fix every single calamity of the Biden administration that they've created. And this week alone, I took nearly 350 executive actions.
Speaker Mike Johnson and other House Republican leaders say they're very pleased with actions taken by the president during the days of his second term. And Colorado Republican Jeff Hurd says bureaucrats in Washington have weakened policies governing national forests.
They've effectively turned our national forests into national parks. This mismanagement has fueled catastrophic wildfires and set the stage for disasters just like what we've seen in California.
Also at townhall.com, four Israeli troops who were taken into the attack that sparked the war in Gaza have returned to Israel after Hamas militants paraded them before a crowd of thousands and handed them over to the Red Cross, Israel later releasing 200 Palestinian prisoners. Correspondent Sam Minnick reports from the scene in Tel Aviv.
People just witnessed the release of four female soldiers released from Gaza and go into Israel. People were watching on this big screen in the square, hundreds of people, and you could see the feel, the anticipation in the air as it was all happening. And as soon as you saw the hostages, people started screaming and shouting and hugging each other.
Both the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guards are continuing efforts to break up ice and free a freighter that's been trapped in Lake Erie for days. The Manitouan, a 663-foot Canadian vessel with 17 people on board, got stuck in the ice on Wednesday. Officials say fighting with M23 rebels in eastern Congo has left six United Nations peacekeepers dead. You'll find more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely, am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
A federal judge has barred Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes from entering Washington without the court's approval after President Trump commuted Rhodes' 18-year prison sentence in the January 6, 2021 incident at the U.S. Capitol. Reporter Bernie Bennett has more details.
U.S. District Judge Ahmed Mehta, who oversaw the seditious conspiracy trial of Rhodes and other Oath Keepers, issued the order 2 days after Rhodes visited Capitol Hill, where he met with at least one lawmaker, chatted with others, and defended his actions the day of the attack. Mehta's order applies to seven other defendants who were charged in one of the most serious conspiracy cases brought by the Justice Department over the attack. The order also prohibits them from entering the Capitol building or surrounding grounds without the court's permission. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Tunisian authorities say a man set himself on fire in front of the capital's Grand Synagogue and was killed by police. A police officer and a passerby suffered burns. The man started the fire around the time the synagogue holds Sabbath prayers. More at townhall.com. A man who was pushed in front of a subway train says he'll ride it again. Keith Peters has the story.
A man who survived being shoved onto subway tracks ahead of an oncoming train in New York City says that in spite of the trauma, he eventually plans to make his way back to the train. Joseph Linsky said in an interview with the New York Times that New York is his home and he won't be intimidated. The 45-year-old was standing on the platform in the West 18th Street station after lunch on New Year's Eve when a hard shove from behind sent him flying off the platform and under the train. A 23-year-old man has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder and assault charges. Keith Peters reporting.
People are listing phones preloaded with TikTok for tens of thousands of dollars on eBay, Facebook, Marketplace, and other online storefronts, but it's not clear if there are many buyers at those prices. TikTok was briefly available in this country over the weekend. You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The franchising model. That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Every child deserves the best teachers, facilities, and academic programs to set them up for success both now and in the future. At Milton Hershey School in Hershey, Pennsylvania, we make that a reality for children from qualifying families who are looking for greater opportunities. Milton Hershey School enrolls students from pre-K through 12th grade from across the United States to live and learn on a beautiful state-of-the-art campus with all costs covered. Students who are accepted to Milton Hershey School have access to a top-tier education, along with health care, meals, housing, and fully funded career pathways to pursue whatever they're passionate about, from performing arts to internships to coding. Students can even accrue up to $95,000 to continue their education after high school, thanks to the generosity of chocolatier Milton Hershey and his wife, Catherine. Are you looking to set your child up for success or know a child who could benefit from Milton Hershey School? Learn more at mhskids.org/admissions.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I wasn't prepared, but I knew I had to be strong.
When I was told about John's injury, I was in complete shock. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For thousands of severely injured veterans, everyday life is filled with barriers.
It was really the little things throughout the house. Counters that you can't roll up to.
I had to drag my wheelchair down steps.
I want to help, but he is so determined.
At Homes for Our Troops, we build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access, rolling showers, and automatic door openers that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
This house has given me my family back.
To learn more, visit HFOTUSA.org.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD, sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
If you've got little kids, you know how challenging bedtime can be, which is why we'd like to introduce you to the V-Hush Soothing Sleep Trainer. Lifestyle and tech expert Meredith St. Clair has more.
It's this little device. It's got a colorful touch nightlight, so kids can make it all different colors. It's got a glow on the ceiling projector, a Bluetooth speaker. It's got 200 programmed stories for them to listen to. And then you can also record your own songs or stories using this subscription-free app. So again, I also love this too for people who don't necessarily have their family close by. So grandparents, aunts, uncles, they could record songs and say, like, sing along with me. We're going to sing this song together as you go to sleep, which I think is really sweet.
Check out the V-Hush Soothing Sleep Trainer on Amazon.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we do mean floorboards to shingles and everything in between. If you've got a question about a project you'd like to get done around your house, a home repair, a home improvement, a renovation, a decor project, can't decide what color paint is going to work best, all of those are great reasons to reach out to us because that's what we do. We've been doing this a long time. We love talking with you every single show about the projects you're doing in your house. So your job is to help yourself first by calling us with those questions. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. And if you go there, just click the blue microphone button. You'll have the opportunity to record your question, and you'll move right to the top of the line for our answer. So let's get started. The number here again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Roof leaks can send most homeowners into a serious panic. We're going to talk about that today. But if you take a few easy first steps, that can help you avoid serious damage that both the roof and plumbing leaks can cause. We'll tell you what you need to know.
And do you ever feel like clutter is taking over your home? Well, we are going to share some home organization ideas that stick just ahead.
And ceramic tiles are durable and easy to care for. But what happens if one breaks and you just can't find a replacement? We'll share some fast fix-ups for tile projects.
And whatever else you're trying to work on in your house, whatever project you guys have going on, whether it's a design project, whether it's an exterior project, where you're thinking about selling your home, whatever you've got going on at your Money Pit, this team Money Pit can help you get those projects done. So give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading out to Michigan, where we've got Ed on the line, who's dealing with a driveway that's cracking up a little bit. What's happening?
The concrete driveway has a slight slope to it, and at the expansion joint where two sections meet, it's beginning to separate a little bit. I was wondering if there's something that I could do, perhaps. I didn't know whether some foam would fit in there and put caulking over it. Or do you have some other suggestion?
Sure, Ed. So the space that is, you say it's cracking, it's really just separating. It's an expansion joint. Does that have like a piece of tar backer in it right now? Usually it's like a tar piece that's about a half inch wide and 4 or 5 inches tall. Is it got anything like that in there now?
No, it's basically a seam, so to speak, that they put in there, you know, to avoid cracking someplace
else. But there's no other material in there, so it's just two slabs separating. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So very simple solution here, and that is what you're going to do is you're going to first clean that out. There's going to be dirt and grime, sometimes moss in there. Go ahead and clean that space out. Then you're going to insert what's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube, and they come in different diameters. You want to buy one that's bigger than the gap so it has some side pressure to hold it in place. And you insert that into that space there, and you want to insert it down so it's about 3/4 inch or 1 inch below the surface. Then on top of that, you are going to apply a flowable urethane caulk or sealant, and that's going to flow across that backer rod and then sort of lock to both sides of the concrete. And this way, when you're done and it's nice and dry, that concrete driveway will expand and contract along that expansion joint and not pull apart anymore. Now, the reason you're putting the backer rod in there, because if you don't, you're going to waste a heck of a lot of sealant. It'll just going to fall into the bottom of the hole. So you put the backer rod in first, and then you're only filling the area above it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Very good. I certainly appreciate it.
Well, it's time to talk remodeling with Mary. We're heading up to Utica, New York to do that. Mary, tell us what you're working on.
I have a seasonal home, and it was from the 1960s, the early, all paneling and everything. My son took all of that down, right down to the studs and the ceiling and everything, and he would like to do away and part of it with the ceiling joist and go up to the rafters so that to make it look more like it has an open space all there. And I'm worried about the structural integrity of the place.
Yeah, you definitely should be worried about that because you can't just take away the ceiling joists. They're keeping the walls from spreading outward. You need an architect to look at that and to tell you exactly how to accomplish this because you're going to have to make some structural adjustments to make that happen. You can't just take away all those ceiling joists because the outside walls will bow.
Even if you put a collar up there?
Well, I mean, you are going to put some sort of a collar tie across, but where you put that, how you attach it, what the width of that is, what the size of that is, those are all structural questions that have calculable answers if you have an engineer or an architect spec it out for you. But to just guess at it is really risky.
Oh, okay.
It's also going to be harder to insulate, by the way, that area because your ceiling joists are probably not that deep, so it's very hard to insulate a cathedral ceiling, unless you use spray foam insulation. And if you do that,
I'm going to use spray foam on it.
Yeah, if you use spray foam, and you're going to have a contractor do that, obviously. If you use spray foam, then you don't have to worry about the ventilation part of it, and it'll be a much more efficient way to go.
Yeah, I just thought maybe there was a rule of thumb of how far down you should put the collars. but apparently not.
Yeah, that's going to depend on a lot of factors. So that's why you're going to have an expert look at it, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Good luck with that project.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us in this new year with your Team Money Pit. Whatever you've got going on at your home, let us help you get that project checked off and start the next one. Coming up, don't let water leaks from your roof or plumbing problems send you into a full-blown panic, although they surely can. You need to stay calm. We're going to tell you the first aid steps that you can take to avoid serious damage when the Money Pit returns.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com. We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What do you guys have planned for this new year for your home? We want to make it shine like that beautiful crystal New Year's Eve ball down in Times Square. So whatever you've got going on, let us help you. Whether it's seasonal prep or long-term projects, the Money Pit podcast gives you the tools to stay ahead of the game. You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Pennsylvania, where we've got Andy on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Well, right now, our house is really old, and the furnace just can't handle. I think we have some insulation. I think it's that really old type that's like newspapers and wood shit.
Okay.
Things are a bit creaky around here.
So, Andy, can you get up in your attic? Is the attic accessible?
It is, but it burnt out. It's all charred out, burned down like 100 years ago.
I'll presume it's still structurally sound. We wouldn't be having this conversation. But here's the best way to restore some level of comfort to your house is by adding insulation. And in your case, that insulation in an older home, it's typically settled and sagged inside the ceiling joists, which is what you see when you go up in an attic and look down. So what I would do is, if it looks like you don't have much insulation, I would replace what's there, and I may even put in two layers. I'd put one running parallel to the ceiling beams and the other one perpendicular. So you kind of crisscross them like a pie crust. And in doing so, you're going to find a big difference, because the ceiling is where most of the heat loss happens. And if you can only insulate one area of the house, you know, people ask me about insulating the floors and the walls and so on and so forth. The attic is always the number one place that really delivers the quickest return on your investment and really actually generates some warmth. Now, the project has actually gotten easier. Owens Corning has a new type of fiberglass insulation out now that is really easy to handle, and it doesn't like separate and get like friable and released to the air like the old stuff did. It's called Next Gen Insulation by Owens Corning. So take a look at that. It's not expensive. It's affordable, and I think it'll make a huge difference in your house. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Heading to Arkansas, we've got Nancy on the line who's working on a project. Let's just say there was some flooring maybe done by her husband that needs some help now. What's going on?
I have a question about a gap between our new wood floor that my husband put down and the front door threshold. There's a gap that needs to be filled.
Hey, well, he did the hard part, Nancy, right? I mean, he finished the whole floor except for this little spot near the front door threshold. So a couple of ways you can deal with that. Now, it depends on how big a gap this is. And if it's a fairly thin gap in that you can't really get another piece of flooring in there, like let's say it's maybe less than a quarter of an inch, in that case you're going to want to use a piece of molding on top of it to basically go between the front door threshold and the new section of the floor. However, preferably, if it's a little bit wider than that, I would cut a piece of flooring to fit that exact distance. Whatever the width is, I would cut a piece of flooring and drop it right in there. Even if it was only an inch wide, I would cut that flooring. I would pre-finish the floor, by the way. If the rest of it's already done, it'll make it a lot easier. And then tap it in. And in fact, I would probably make it a little snugger than maybe you think it needs to be, so it kind of holds itself in place. All you're going to need to attach this is maybe two or three pretty sturdy finish nails, and you would pilot out the holes before you drive the nails in. So like if it was a number 8 or number 10 nail, you'd probably use like around maybe 3/32 bit first, and this way it won't split that thin piece of wood. You tack it in place. I'd probably put a little glue under it, and then you should be good to go. And after that, the only one that will ever notice that gap and the story behind it will be you. Everybody else just going to step on it and walk right over it. It'll look great.
It's true.
Sometimes we hyper-focus on the one thing we know that's wrong with the room, right? I mean, you and I do it because it's like a habit.
Well, because see it, so you know. Well, if you've ever had a roof leak, you know how stressful that can be. Now, the key is to act quickly. You want to minimize the damage and figure out where that leak is coming from.
Now, the first thing you should do is grab a bucket or container to catch that dripping water. That's going to protect your floors and everything that's underneath from further damage. And if the water is coming from your ceiling, here is a really important trick. Take a screwdriver and make a small hole or a couple of small holes in the drywall where the water is pooling.
But wait, you want to make a hole in the ceiling on purpose? That seems counterintuitive.
Yeah, it is counterintuitive. But what it does is it actually prevents the ceiling from becoming damaged by the water, and then it'll swell, it'll sag, it can collapse. Now, let me give you a good example. We had an incredibly bad storm several months ago, 6-8 months ago, and there's a section of roof in a house that I maintain that's flat. The water was so bad, it actually had come up over the windowsills, which was crazy. I've never seen it happen before. And it leaked through the windowsill straight down into a family room below. I put holes in the ceiling. I took out at least 5 gallons of water from that leak. So imagine that. 5 gallons of water poured through that ceiling. And you know what? That ceiling was in perfectly flat condition when the rain stopped and when I got it fixed up. All I had to do was a little bit of spackle, some prime, and I was good to go. So can you imagine any other circumstance when you could have a leak with 5 gallons of water that the ceiling doesn't become totally nasty as a result? But it didn't happen that time.
If it would have stayed even on the ceiling, like you could have had all that drywall fall off, it could have been way, way, way worse.
Right. I just gave it a place to go.
Yeah. I mean, that really is a smart move. But finding the source of that leak, I mean, definitely that can be the tricky part of this. So you kind of have to think about, like, where are these leaks most common? Think about your plumbing vents, chimney, where roof meets section of wall, that kind of thing. Those are the places that you want to inspect first.
Yeah, definitely the most common places. Now, if you can't pinpoint it, here's another helpful tip. You can grab a garden hose and a friend, and one of you heads to the roof and the other one stays in the attic. You start by running a small amount of water over the roof, beginning below the suspected area, and then work your way up a few feet at a time until you see where the water is coming through. Because sometimes water will come through in one spot of the roof, but then it'll like run down a rafter or part of a truss and then drip to the ceiling in another part, and they don't align, so it can be a little bit confusing. But if you follow that procedure, you'll get a pretty...
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We'll play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best price.
prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Get rid of some of the moss that likes to grow on it. But other than that, it looks perfect. It has shown no wear whatsoever. It's just amazing stuff.
No, and it looks like the real deal. Like it looks like real shingles. So
yeah.
There's no, you know, there's no downside.
Yeah, so you're not picking up any benefit by replacing cedar siding with pine siding. But if you want to pick up a benefit, I would switch out, maybe go with a hardy. Or if you really like the wood, then just go with the cedar again. But this time, use a solid color stain on it. That's going to give it more protection. You'll have to do that probably about every 5 years to keep it from cracking and checking and wearing out again.
This is the Money Pit. Just ahead, from smart storage hacks to decluttering tricks, we are sharing expert tips to help you create the organized home you've always wanted. All of this is next on the Money Pit.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're in business, then you know what it feels like to be confused about what's currently working to grow your business and also what's actually wasting your time. Join us on the Success Explained podcast, where we break down exactly what it takes to grow any business in any economy. My name is Chris Guerrero, and I've spent over 30 years building, selling, and investing in companies. And I know the few key actions that consistently grow companies and create personal wealth. And you can plug into all these tips for free on the Success Explained podcast. Just go to successexplained.com and you'll get access to the same tips that have grown over a dozen companies in my personal portfolio. And you'll hear from other business titans as we uncover topics rarely discussed outside closed boardroom doors. It's all free right now at successexplained.com.
Not only does Trump need an eraser, he needs a lot of them. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. From banning gas water heaters and banning areas for drilling oil, Biden's claims for a smooth transition were nonsensical. Trump needs to start from scratch. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
So glad to have you with us today here on the Money Pit. If you've got a project in mind you'd like to get done, have you de-decorated for the holidays? Did you get everything put away and stored for the year ahead? Then we get to drag it out next year and do this all over again. I know that we're getting all that wrapped up one step at a time here at our Money Pit. Hey, but you've got questions about projects you want to tackle now or in the future, it's a great time to reach out to us. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974.
Heading to Florida, where Carolyn's on the line, has some rusty doors that need painting. How can we help you?
I'm needing to repaint or fix my garage doors. They're metal, and I don't know what I have to do. They do have some rust on them, and so I guess I'm going to have to sand them down and treat them, but I just don't really know what to use on them.
So that's a pretty straightforward project. So the first thing you need to do is you need to sand off those rust spots, because you don't want to paint over the rust. So you want to sand them off. You use a very fine grit sandpaper for that. Probably something that's around 200, 300 grit, like an emery paper, will work well for that. And then next, you do need to prime them. I would recommend Rust-Oleum, and you can buy that, by the quart, by the gallon. You don't want to prime that whole door. And by the way, aside from sanding that rust spots, you want to lightly sand the whole door to make sure it's clean, because, again, you don't want to have anything in between that and the primer. Then you can use a Rust-Oleum primer on the entire door. And then on top of that, you're going to use, I would just stay with the Rust-Oleum line and use a top coat of color from there. It's a little tricky when you're dealing with garage doors. You have to sort of have them propped open a little bit, because otherwise the door, when it closes, it rubs against the weather stripping, and of course that mars up the paint finish. So you're going to have to sort of pick a day when it's warm enough where you can have that garage door open and let it dry. And just don't put it down all the way. If you leave it sort of suspended in the air about maybe halfway down, you'll probably be okay. I would work one side at a time. It's going to be a bit of a time-consuming project, but it's pretty straightforward and it's not that difficult.
So are you feeling like clutter is taking over your home? I feel like this happens especially after the holidays. You know, you end up with so much more stuff. Where does it go? I know I'm feeling like that, and I know I'm not alone. That clutter builds up quickly, but with a few simple strategies, you can reclaim your space and you can stay organized.
Yeah, so home organization, if you think about it, it's not just about having a neat home. It can actually save you time and reduce stress. I know I feel so much better when the house is organized and cleaned up. So let's start with the most important step. Declutter by category, not by location. So think about it. Instead of tackling one room at a time, focus on specific items like clothing or books or paperwork or knickknacks. It's easier to make decisions when you see everything in one place.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I just did a major decluttering of those sort of, they're not even catch-all drawers in the kitchen. One's the utensil drawer and one's like the cooking utensils drawer. But I only have like three drawers in the kitchen, so these guys fill up quick. I just dumped everything out and sorted it. And a good sort of method, and it didn't necessarily work with the kitchen drawers, but think about in the other areas that you're working in the house. You want to kind of separate things into a keep, donate, toss system. Like, you know, you're going to make piles of things. Think about it. Like, did I use it in the last year? Does it serve a purpose? Maybe not. Think about how you use this item, and then think about if it's time to let that item go. You will definitely feel lighter immediately. Once you've decluttered, though, now you've got to organize. And a great tip is to store the items where you use them. For example, keep your coffee supplies near the coffee maker. Store the cleaning supplies in the rooms where you actually use them. It's going to make it so much more efficient and so much more easy to find.
Yep, and here's another trick. Use clear bins or labeled baskets. They're perfect for grouping similar items, and the labels make it really easy to find what you need, and even easier, most importantly, to put things back where they belong. And also, don't forget about the vertical space. I mean, installing shelves or hanging storage to take advantage of unused walls areas makes a great way to keep items up off the floor and maximize your storage.
And here's my favorite. Adopt the one-in, one-out rule. So if you go out and you get something new and bring it into your house, whether it's clothing, a kitchen gadget, anything, get rid of an old item. It's really a simple way to keep that clutter from creeping back in. It also kind of keeps your spending down because you're like, well, I don't really have anything I want to get rid of, so don't get the new thing.
Totally agree. And these tips don't just clear up the clutter. They help create a home that works for you and not against you. So start small, keep it manageable, tackle one category at a time, stick with systems that make sense for your lifestyle.
If you want some more organization tips and decluttering advice, head on over to moneypit.com and we're going to give you your dream. We're going to help you find it to be reality of having this organized home. It's the new year. I know I'm going to say it again and again, but let's get your home in tip-top shape, you guys, and start by being organized. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, if you've got a busted tile that needs to be replaced, the problem is usually not having those extra matching tiles handy. We're going to share some tricks to help them magically reappear when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Transforming your kitchen or bath just got easier with the new Luxrock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit from Deich Coatings. Luxrock Ultra is real stone. It rolls on easily over old countertops, transforming them into a new, smooth-as-glass stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. Beautiful and durable, quick and easy. Kits start at just $149. Luxrock Ultra from Deich Coatings. Available at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
We've got something pretty exciting to share today for all of our listeners who are serious about clean drinking water at home. It's easy to install and takes care of all your water filtration needs.
That's right, Les. We're talking about the RO Pure Plus from Premier H2O. This reverse osmosis system is designed to specifically fit into those tight under-counter spaces without compromising on performance.
Exactly. You know, the RO Pure Plus features four stages of filtration, which not only traps sediments, but also reduces the total dissolved solids and that chlorine taste and odor that we all hate. The result? Crystal clear, great-tasting drinking water for your family. And when it's time to change those filters, it is completely hassle-free.
Yep, and don't forget about the annual filter replacement kit. It's a complete one-year supply designed to keep your system running smoothly and your water tasting fresh.
Check out the RO Pure Plus today at premierh2o.com/moneypit and use the code MONEYPIT to get your exclusive 25% discount. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's two robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just a dollar a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just a dollar a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of the revolutionary Lux Rock Ultra Solid Surface Granite Kit. Transform your existing surfaces with real stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? Are you ready to get your home in shape this year? Is this the year that you tackle those overdue repairs? You freshen up the decor? Maybe you're planning that big renovation finally in the coming months? Well, whatever it is, the Money Pit Podcast is here to help. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading out to Fayetteville, Pennsylvania, where Deb's on the line. So I've heard about ring around the collar, I've heard about ring around the tub, but you've got a ring around the sink? What's going on?
My problem is that I have a bathroom counter combination sink. It's beautiful, it's creamy yellow, I love it, nothing's wrong with it, except right around the drain is this ugly black that won't come off, and my husband says we might have to just replace the whole thing. I said that's ridiculous, everything's perfect except that spot. There's got to be something to use. He mentioned something like a lime away. We haven't tried anything yet. But it's, like I said, just a ring around the drain part. Everything else in the sink is perfect.
Valentine's Day isn't just for sweethearts anymore. So if you're looking for a unique gift idea, stop by Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. They have a wide selection of great gift ideas, including antique and costume jewelry, vintage rings, necklaces, bracelets, brooches, and even cufflinks. They also offer antique toys and vintage dolls, antique rugs and blankets, curtains, tablecloths, embroidered linens, furniture and china, silverware and clocks, books, and a whole lot of movies, along with collectibles, including sports memorabilia and a wide assortment of glass and artwork, kitchenware, and vintage clothing. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Shasta Gateway Center.
Jones's Fort Gun Shop, serving Shasta County for over 50 years. It's a new year, and we are very excited about the new leadership for our nation. Jones's Fort is offering Hornady 5.56 NATO 75 grain tap precision ammunition on sale now for just $199 a case. That's right, $199 a case. This ammo delivers phenomenal performance for your AR-15 style rifle. Jones's Fort, serving all your firearm needs since 1962. And yes, Jones's Fort will pay for your ammo background check.
Hi, this is Linda
5. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
It will cost considerably more to have that glaze custom made. You just want to make sure that any replacement tiles do meet the standards for ceramic floor tiles.
All right. What if you heard all those ideas and you go, nope, not going to work? Okay. So despite your best efforts, you can't find a replacement. Well, you could forget about trying to match the tile altogether if you take this approach, and that is to fill it with an accent tile of a different color or texture. Now, in that case, you might want to randomly space out a handful of tiles around the floor or the wall to make that fix blend in with the rest of the field. I've used this approach with a lot of materials and projects over the years. It's really interesting because somebody invariably in my life will say, wow, that looks great. And they have no idea that it was a fix, you know, for something that got screwed up or I couldn't fix any other way, but they see it as a positive improvement. So complimentary accent tiles are a good option.
All right. Good tips. Now we've got David from Ohio on the line who needs some help making paint stick. I know it's a tricky subject here, but sometimes it really just doesn't want to. What's going on?
I have questions about redwood siding. I have an older home built in the 50s. Paint has a hard time staying on the place. I've removed most of the paint, and I'm coating it with a Kiehl's exterior oil base primer. I was hoping to find what a good top coat paint would be for that.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're doing the right thing by priming that siding. Now, if it hadn't been painted, we would have told you to use solid color stain and not paint. Because solid color stain, as it wears, as it ages, it sort of fades out. Paint, as you've experienced, as it wears, can tend to peel off. But the fact that you've prepped it and now have used a solvent-based Kiehl's primer on the whole thing, I think that was a really smart thing to do because that is what gives you that it sort of locking sort of adhesion quality. Now, on top of that, in terms of paint quality, I would recommend a good quality paint, and by that I mean probably Sherwin-Williams or maybe Benjamin Moore, two very good brands. Within those brands, you're going to have choices as well. I always find I usually go to the local Sherwin store near me because the guys in there always know a lot about the different variations of paint product that the company makes and can give me a really good recommendation. So I think as long as you stick with those name brands, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't wait too terribly long between the primer and the paint, though, because you don't want that. The primer is not designed to stand up to weather, and you want to get it on as soon as weather will permit.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, getting your first apartment is a big deal on the road to adulthood. We're going to share some top tips to keep in mind when you make that big move next on the Money Pit.
You live in a Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The inauguration and beyond, the future of Trump's cabinet picks, and is the Israeli-Hamas deal dead before it even gets started? All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-9-
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Join Arch Collaborative for the 38th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Bring your appetite and your friends for an unforgettable evening featuring all-you-can-eat crabs, music, and a whole lot more. All proceeds benefit One Safe Place, providing opportunities for healing and empowerment for those impacted by domestic violence. This crab feed sells out every year, so get your tickets now at ospshasta.org. We'll see you there.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Everywhere.